Monday, October 21st, 2019 at 7 o'clock, and this is a public hearing, and I'm calling it to order. Present this evening are all council members, myself, Mary Westfall, Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Frye, Mr. Hanem, Mr. Lutke, Mrs. Hussman, Mr. Richardson. Also from administration, we have the Law Director, Mrs. Brining, Service Director, Mr. Aller, Economic Development Director, Mr. Sanford, Clerk of Council, Mrs. Booker, and the Mayor is joining us, Mayor Stowe. This public hearing is to discuss an amendment to the special use permit for Shalom of the Pie LLC, located at 8216 Erie Street. The purpose of the amendment is to consider a change of hours and the use of the kitchen for catering. This has gone before the Planning Commission, and the consideration is for hours to be extended from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, and then again to allow use for the kitchen for catering. The Planning Commission did review this and supported it, and it passed unanimously with support from the Planning Commission, so that's always a good place to start. At this public hearing, we will begin, just for process sake, with the opportunity for open comment for those in favor of this, and then if there's anyone here to speak against this issue, we would entertain that as well. I do know that we've got many representatives here from Shalom, and I know Chris Cruz is here, and she is one of the actual owners. So I don't know if someone from Shalom would like to make some comments. We also have Bill Wurstel here, I know, from the Small Business Development Center to assist. Would anyone like to make some comments? You don't have to say much, just...
I'd like to pass out a current newsletter just so you have a little bit of an idea of some of the things that we've been doing.
I've got one. Thanks.
I'm Bill Wurstel. I am the director of the Small Business Development Center at the Toledo Regional Chamber of Commerce. And in my interaction with the City of Sylvania on this particular case, I was asked why the Toledo Regional Chamber is involved here. It's because I am the director of the Small Business Development Center. We are a program of the SBA in the state of Ohio, and there are 36 centers representing all of the state of Ohio. So I cover all of Lucas and Wood County. So that's why the Toledo Chamber is here instead of the Sylvania Chamber, who would probably be supportive as well. But my role is the head business consultant at the Toledo Chamber, and I was brought in a number of months ago to consult with the ladies who own the tea room on how they can increase their revenue. And we've been discussing access to longer hours. I've been doing some studies of other tea rooms around the state, and many of them have hours that are even later than what we're proposing here, also on the weekends. But I don't think the ladies are really looking to change their business model. They're really just looking for a better opportunity to get more revenues. The other opportunity they have, obviously, is they have a beautiful kitchen within the facility, and getting access to allow some catering through the building without having more actual traffic within the building So that's why we've been proposing the changes in the special meeting.
Mrs. Cruz, what are your hours now?
11:00 to 4:30, 5 days a week. And, I don't know how many of you know about two rooms, but they're notorious for not making any money. And we knew that when we went into it. However, we would like to be able to increase the revenue enough to cover costs. That's all we're asking for. We would like to keep that house looking nice. It's a gem for the community. It was built 1864 when Lincoln was in office. It is just precious to have it so many years. And we haven't made enough money to maintain as well as we would like. We'd like to make enough money to do that. And just basically break even, which is what, unless you have some kind of major, extraneous money-making scheme with a T-room, that's pretty much all we can expect. And that's fine with us. It's a good idea, but we wanted to restore that house. And, doing our T-room is just a lovely, occupation. However, my business partner, Sarah Blaskis and myself are now on, teacher standing. We have 15 months and we can no longer pour into it the way we have been financially for the last 15 years. Because we've been keeping it afloat. And, we'd like to continue to work. We could actually break even on it and keep the house moving.
Yeah, Bill, if I may, you talked about the extended hours. Could you just describe how you're going to move from 4:30 to what, or weekends, whatever the plan might be? And then I also understood that maybe there was a little thought about using the kitchen for doing some off-premise, programs as well. Could you talk about both of those?
No, the catering is actually allowing people to use the kitchen. There's a call for that right now. And, having, some kitchen space and rent it during the time you're not using it, although we have to move furniture, is a way to make a little money. And it would not increase traffic because you have more people there than you have. It wouldn't be anything that would impede upon the neighborhood.
That would really my suggestion as an easier way for them to generate some extra revenue. Because as the business consultant that I am, we have consistently turned away people who would like to find a kitchen to rent so that they could do some catering opportunities. There just aren't enough commercial kitchens available that have the time that they could rent out.
Right.
That's why we're going to...
People that want to sell at the farmer's market.
Right.
Food truck vendors, they're required by law to use a commercial kitchen.
Right. So by going to the catering model, you would would not increase the amount of traffic to your facility, right?
At all.
Right, okay.
No, we're not changing the way that they operate the tea house. But there have been requests for, like, book clubs to be able to come in and use the facility in the evening.
Right, okay, thank you.
We're going to have any evening.
Thank you very much. I think that's very helpful information. I would ask if there's anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this.
Want to know more about the tea industry? I've got all sorts of research data about how the tea industry has been growing like crazy over the last few years. It's a $2.5 billion industry this week in this country.
Wow.
And, the other thing that's important is that they are one of the top 250 tea houses ranked nationally in a website that rates tea houses.
So we should...
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. We should want a bigger percentage of that for Sylvania, don't you think? We should want a bigger percent of that $2.5 billion for Sylvania.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Larson Matthews, and I just want to see you as often as I can. Extended hours would be helpful because when I get guests from out of town, there's such a limited time for everybody to squeeze it in, all the other people they have to visit and to go to see you. And I would be able to go there sometime in the evening, so I would just enjoy it so much. And you gotta go because the food is wonderful. Years ago, many years ago, I did have catered a shower for them. Yeah, they're very good at all kinds of food. So we would really appreciate extended hours. I know I'd like to go for an evening or on a day that, you know, if you don't have to pinpoint that exact time. So a little flexibility would be very helpful. So we would appreciate for getting more hours. Thank you.
Thank you for your input. Anyone else?
My name is Diane Thompson. I was a teacher at Ford. I've been going to Rome for almost 9 years now, and that includes the time that I brought my first granddaughter to Rome. I took pictures, and we still talk about it. And one of the things I'd like to have you know is it is a place of business, and I know you're into the finances. I understand that. It is also a place of kindness, relaxation, communication with people that you don't have time to see a lot of the time, and it's a time for really learning about different things that we talk about. Actually, the other person that owns it, she talks about things about tea and history and different things that connect with the tea house. So if you ever wanted to just relax and be waited on and cared for, Shalom is the place to go. And the people there are very kind, they're very understanding, and they do have wonderful food, and I can't say enough about it, and I really hope that you give it a try if you've never been there, because you will really enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. If there's anybody else to speak in favor of that has something different to say, please let me know. And if not seeing anyone else step up, is there anyone here to speak against this amended special use? Hearing no one step up to speak against this, I would ask if council members have any other questions or anything else that they would like information on.
Yeah, I'm having trouble locating the, what did the Planning Commission approve?
They approved a special, an amendment to the special use permit.
Right.
That allows the hours to be expanded from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And
11 to 8?
Yep.
Monday through Saturday.
Correct. And 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, as well as allowing the kitchen to be used for catering.
Okay.
All right. I thank you ladies for being here. You've got a very wonderful following there, Mrs. Cruz. And I'm sure that all of us would look forward to an opportunity to frequent your wonderful facility. And I hope we'll have that opportunity. I would ask if there's a motion to advance legislation to this evening City Council meeting to approve the special use permit amendment.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we advance legislation tonight. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And that means the legislation will be, do we have legislation, Mrs. Brining? Legislation will be advanced this evening, and I believe you'll see a positive outcome. Thank you very much, and I will call this public hearing to an end at 7:16. Thank you.